If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
It's Wendy in for Bob, and I understand Bob Surratt was giving away tickets to see Frankie Valli Saturday, November 1st at the Rosemont Theater, and the band The Rascals will be opening up for Frankie. This song has just been in my head. I've been walking around my house singing this song for the last couple days because I knew we were going to talk to Felix Cavaliere, the keyboardist and lead singer of The Rascals. I think I know why this song means so much to me.
Okay.
David Cassidy covered this song.
Ah.
I mean, I'm serious because I was, you know, what girl didn't have a crush on David Cassidy and his cool shag haircut. But it was very difficult for me to figure out what songs to play. We're trying to get Felix on the phone, and if we don't, I can just do a little rave about him without him being here. But all right, there's A Beautiful Morning. That's a great song. Of course, Groovin' is pretty incredible, and I think the big song that everybody knows, heading back to 1966, Good Lovin'.
Oh, yeah.
That is, like, their best song in the world. People gotta be free. I'm telling you, it was so hard coming up with which song to play. Felix, how are you today? Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Well, my pleasure. My pleasure. I'm pretty good.
All right. I had such a difficult time debating which song I should open the interview with, and we were trying to get you on the phone, but how can I be sure? I have been walking around for 3 days singing this song. It's beautiful. You wrote that, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Well, I think right now the proper song is People Got to Be Free.
Oh, I love that one, too.
Yeah. It's just a kind of a sign of the times, unfortunately or fortunately. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a crazy world in which we're living right now, isn't it?
I noticed that just the other day, yes.
All right. Well, you are going to be in town at the Rosemont Theater Saturday, November 1st. And right. Opening for Frankie Valli, I mean, just you're happening to play first. I'm not going to say opening because you're all wonderful.
Well, you know, I've known Frankie for many, many, many years, and it's a pleasure just to be with him because, you know, I don't know how long he's going to stay playing. He's 92.
Good golly.
So God bless him. Yeah, I know. That's what I say. It's an inspiration for me because, you know, I feel like a young guy next to him, you know?
Well, you are. You do have a birthday coming up at the end of November, though, right? How old are you going to be?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm going to be about 9 years younger than him, so that would make me 83 coming up.
Wow. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
But how old do you feel, Felix? Because I bet you feel a lot younger than that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I tell you, really, I don't pay attention to the number because then I kind of want to sit down, you know? So
I understand that. All right.
I bet.
So you guys were part of this whole blue-eyed soul that was
correct.
Going on in the 60s. I'm right. A little younger than you, but still, it's such a great time. You played the Hammond B3 organ. I would imagine you know Scott May, who plays with Jim Peterick and the Ides of March. Every time I hear about a Hammond organ, I think of Scott May.
Well, and that's correct, you know, and, you know, basically Hammond is located near you there, near Chicago there, so it's a pleasure to go see them because, you know, they've been with me and I've been with them since, oh, God, since I was 15 years old, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so what can we expect? This is, Gene is going to be with you, Gene Cornish will be as well, two legendary founders of the Rascals.
Well, he's got to make sure he's healthy to be on this, I'll tell you, because he's having a little tough time right now.
Aww.
You know, he's those years are catching up to us. But I'll tell you what to expect. I mean, basically, I say this in my show, but when I have time, this is a shorter set. But you know, one of the things that I'm so proud of is the way that our generations kind of link together through the music. And whenever I play, I see that bond that we had, you know, together. Everybody loves to sing the songs and remember the memories from when they heard that song. So that's what we do. We make like a little kind of like a connection, a communication, musical communication. And so everybody can kind of just lay back, have a good time. And when it's time to dance, if they have time, jump on the floor. And I feel like a lovey-dovey. We got that going on. So, yeah, we have a good time.
You know, we have a caller here who wanted to talk to you. This is Mark. He's calling from Rockford this morning. Mark, you wanted to say hello to Felix Cavaliere?
Hi. Sure. I saw you guys about 60 years ago in New York City on a black and white TV station in a hotel. And ever since then, you in particular turned me on to that Hammond B3 organ and the trill at the end of your solo in Good Lovin'. That just sent me to heaven. And I just wanted to call and thank you for that.
That's great, man. Yes, the Hammond is, you know, as a matter of fact, chiropractors love me because of that organ, you know? You understand.
I know. You're hunched over the organ. All right. So I just completely forgot my thought here. You guys will be at the Rosemont Theater, and this is happening Saturday, November 1st. You can get tickets at rosemont.com. So you mentioned about, you know, the music, and it's kind of the soundtrack to our lives. Music is such an incredible thing. They're using it with Alzheimer's patients now, where, you know, they hear the music and they remember things, whereas words aren't helping as much. So music is just such a universal language, isn't it?
Well, it really is. You know, when I go overseas, when I go to Japan, I mean, I don't know that they understand the words, but they sure know them and they feel them. So it is a very, very important link, I think, in humans. And I just hope, you know, basically that the newer music has that same attraction, because, you know, I know the older music does.
Oh, absolutely. Explain to me where the Young Rascals just turned into the Rascals.
Well, the easy explanation is we weren't young anymore.
Yeah. Well,
no, basically it was a copyright thing that I didn't like from the beginning, because, you know, just the other day, I mean, this is so many years after, a person who was doing some work here confused me with, you know, does that dog really have a ring around his eye? The Little Rascals. And, you know, I mean, seriously, that's been a kind of like it's been on my back for a long time, you know.
Well, I'm looking over the catalog. Felix, it's just such an honor to talk to you today.
Thank you.
All these songs really are just amazing. And you're right, People Gotta Be Free is when we should be singing to ourselves from this point forward. All right, Felix, is it just me, or did you just get goosebumps hearing this song? I know it's your band, but it's incredible.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely. Felix, a pleasure to meet you. He is Felix Cavaliere, and you can see him with the Rascals at the Rosemont Theater Saturday, November 1st. Saturday, November 1st, along with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, the last encores. What a great show. I'm jealous Bob didn't give me tickets to that show. If you need to purchase them, you can go to rosemont.com.